Paul McCartney is about to begin a rare Australian tour, the 75-year-old's first tour down under in more than 20 years. He'll kick off in Perth, and our reporter David Webber has learned that Sir Paul is amazed his career has lasted this long.
He may be getting on in years, but when he's on stage, Paul McCartney is as energetic as a schoolboy. If the singing voice is a little deeper, the accent is unmistakable.
It's a kind of magical thing, you know, because when you write a song, you've got nothing and you suddenly produce like a rabbit from a hat, you know, and it feels really good. And you get a bit addicted to that feeling and then you perform it with an audience and you get addicted to that too.
Sir Paul held court at the Regal Theatre in Subiaco, where fans were invited to ask questions before a few journalists were allowed to sneak a few in. He suggested he didn't suspect he'd still be in demand in the 1970s, let alone when he was in his 70s.
It's something that's a surprise, really, because we didn't realise it was going to last this long. You know, I mean, Sergeant Pepper's is 50 years old this year. And, I mean, you know, we had no idea that it was going to last even more than 10 years.
Sir Paul spoke of his memory of arriving to the massive crowd in Adelaide in 1964. He talked about the first dog he owned, Martha, and gave a little advice to a 9-year-old who said he wanted to change the world. He found himself reflecting on the wide range of ages in his audiences.
It's a great feeling, and I've seen some lovely things at shows. I remember one in Brazil where there was a dad, obviously a tall guy with a beard, and he's got this beautiful young girl with him, and she's looking up at him, I'm doing Let It Be, and he's looking down on her. It was a real sort of beautiful family moment, and it's a choker, because I've got to sing this thing and not cry.
For this road veteran, the experience of touring has definitely changed for the better since those heady days of Beatlemania.
It got a bit much, because in the end we couldn't really hear what we were doing, and that's one of the big differences now. We can go louder than the audience now. I'm older, the audience is older. We've got dads and sons, dads and daughters, all people of different ages in the family. That's very different. It really was pretty much just screaming girls.
Paul McCartney has promised to deliver career highlights because he believes that's what the audience wants. He said the idea is based on his own experiences of spending hard-earned pocket money on disappointing shows.
If I was going to our show, what would I want to see them do? And that's the start of the list. And then we go through it and we put in some songs that we would like to do that people might not necessarily know. But it's basically to please the audience. And I'm not ashamed to say that because they pay good money to come to the show.
After Perth, Sir Paul McCartney plays in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney and will be in New Zealand by the middle of the month.
Sir Paul McCartney and band, Junior's Farm. Not a hint of irony. David Webber reporting from Perth.